I wanted to make a video that simplifies the act of becoming clearer when you speak. I want to break it down, and I'm going to go through some exercises that are going to help you to actually find something you can pick and use every day in order to get ready to speak, or just to enhance the ability to speak clearer in the moment. Here we're going to go from 1, 2, 3 steps, and the first one is always going to be warming up. Now, I notice not many people want to do this, and even actors don't want to do this. Even singers don't want to do this, but the people who are professionals, the people who do the best at those skills, are always warming up. Not always. Once they've warmed up, they don't have to warm up again. Not always, not all the time. But they will always, before a performance or before it's their turn to speak, or even as a daily routine. And I'm very big, if you know my channel, on daily consistent routines. So what we're going to do is have a quick warm up, and I'm going to go through the basics with you today of how you can do it for yourself. I do thoroughly recommend a full body warm up, and I have a video on that there if you want to do this. But really, it's not always practical, and it's not always easy to be able to find time or place to do that. So this is more just based around the kind of voice box. And so, since we're kind of dealing with head and shoulders, we should start really with the shoulders and the head and the neck. These get a lot of tension in them, and as part of your warm-up, it's really good to make them limber, make them relaxed. I say make them, but you understand what I mean, right? It's just, if there's any tension in there, massage them, move them, get yourself more limber, more fluid, because the voice, you know, your body, your instrument is largely muscle. And where the voice is concerned, muscles work better, and your voice sounds more rich, more resonant, more articulate when you are relaxed. So it's a really good idea to relax yourself. If you can't afford a massage, just do it yourself. Right, so I'm going to just also maybe just warm up around the back of the neck and the head. Massage here under the jaw. It can get a bit painful around here where you see underneath the ear where the jaw meets there. I have a bit of difficulty there because of, I think, posture. I've been sitting at the computer too much, and it's kind of, my head starting to jut forward. And this is something that's also not very good for your voice, so I'll be getting back to more voice work myself very shortly after this video. So trying to find some relaxation and warming up these areas is the first part of your voice warm-up, okay? And if you feel a little bit more limber, a little bit more loose, then you can move on to the next part. The next part for me really would be to start humming very gently, because the vocal folds need to start warming up as well. They are also moving, and there's the areas around them. We want to just introduce sound to them gently. Now I can feel a bit of tension in myself. However, I did just run a marathon a few days ago, and my body has not completely recovered yet. And running marathons is terrible for your voice. As you're doing this, you can, not putting too much effort in, but you can start to move your lips. Raise your soft palate, which is the soft part of the back of your mouth. To do that, you can, like, it's like almost doing a yawn. And in fact, yawning is the next part of our articulation warm up. So we'll add it in with the hum. We're finding I'm using a low note just because it's relaxed. It's the easy, it's kind of my go-to. For me, it's like, if I just make sound, that's the sound that comes out, with no effort. It's almost like a sigh. It's just for a warm-up, remember. This is not like a really hard exercise. So get the yawning going, get the humming going. And then open up the mouth. It might sound a bit weird, but then again, this is not how you're going to be speaking. See, now we can start, once you've done that a little while, And I say a little while because there's no precise amount of time. Everyone's body's different. Everyone's coming from different places. You might have different genetics. And so you have to figure out how much you need. If you start to get tired from doing this, even as a warm-up, you've probably done too much. So next time, do less. And if you don't feel any effects or any difference or any warming up of your vocal apparatus, then you might not have done enough. And that's the best way to figure out if how long to do it for. Because that's a common question I get here. But it really depends on you. So give yourself 5 to 10 minutes at least, you know, and see how it goes. So next, we're going to do some tongue exercises because the tongue is such a huge part of articulation. And for vocal clarity, we have to really warm it up. So we're going to stick it out. Bah, bah. You can keep the voice, you know, humming. And you even add the yawn back in as well, so you're doing everything at once. It can even move up and down the scale, start giving your vocal folds a little bit more work to do. And notice again, still I'm not being too loud, I'm still being quite quiet. And my tongue's just going down, but now I can put it up too. I know, this is crazy, isn't it? You can't just do this in the office next to your friends or at school. It's bonkers. So if you can find time when no one's looking, it's going to work better for you and you feel less self-conscious. Let's twist the tongue around and then back the other way. And be careful not to jut your head forward. I just realised I was doing it. Stay relaxed, stand on your feet, try and keep your feet grounded, flat on the floor, and release your knees as well, and let everything go, let your belly go. And so this is going to help promote some of that relaxation we want in our shoulders and then further up into our articulation. So we want to be speaking easy. Everything as a warm-up is just to be easy. It's just to get things limber, to get them moving, to get them warm. That's the idea. Okay, so our warm-up always covers the first key to vocal clarity. And the second key to that is to then work further on that articulation and getting those articulators kind of not just warm, because we've warmed them slightly, but to be more articulate. So in order to give them a bit more of a test. So what we're going to do for that is now to start with the tongue, because we already started there, and we're going to do some tongue trills, okay? So the word drill, dr, drill, dr, dr. Now, if you cannot do this, because a lot of people have trouble with it, I have a video which will help explain and go through how you can actually form that sound yourself. Now, again, genetics for some people can hinder that ability, and there's not really much I can do about that. But for those who just simply don't know how or haven't been able to or don't use those trills in their language or their accent, then this video is going to be really helpful. But for those who can, it's a good one to do. Now, if you can't, really can't trill and you want to work the tongue a bit more, what we could do is put a tongue tip behind the bottom teeth and then push the back forward like that. And I'm making sound again, not just to sound silly or show off, but because we're going to keep using the effort of the vocal folds, and because we've started to warm them up, there's no point stopping. We might as well keep making sound with the things we do. And again, we can put the tongue at the top behind our top teeth and push the bottom through as well. So when we make these sounds, it could be like a sigh, like we're letting go of them, letting them flow. There's no pushing, no effort, just so the energy is relaxed. It's just because now we're putting a bit more effort in, right? When we were warming up, we're just as low as we can, but now we're putting just a little bit more in there. Okay, so that's the tongue taken care of. Now we're going to go on to lip trills, because the lips are another articulator and it's really good. I can actually feel like I'm much more articulate already, because when I started this video I was blah, 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 and now I'm crisper. That's good. Hopefully you've been doing it along with me and you will sound and notice the difference yourself. So lip trills. And I'm also putting a bit more into the voice too. When you keep yourself relaxed and you keep your shoulders relaxed, your neck relaxed and your head and your warm up, and you start doing these exercises, you shouldn't feel any pain or any strain anywhere, okay? And of course, the belly is doing a lot of the work here. I say the belly is doing the work. The diaphragm is doing the work. The intercostals are doing the work. But I'm, you know, commonly known as speaking from the belly. If you want clarity on what that is, I have a video here for you. However, I'm saying the belly because a lot of people understand it as that. I don't usually use those terms, but it's just that the voice is coming from, the air is coming from lower down. It's being moved through our vocal apparatus. It's not being drawn up by our vocal apparatus, because that's where it causes more tension and more problems. So being relaxed, keeping your shoulders relaxed, and ensuring no tension comes in as you're doing it means you're probably getting it correct anyway. Everyone knows how to speak and to sing properly. We just get into bad habits. And so by keeping and ensuring and checking in with yourself that you're keeping that relaxation, I think you're going to be rather than thinking about your breathing and your belly, you're going to be in a better place to actually speak and perform more unconsciously and correctly, thanks to the warm-up and these exercises. Now, before we move on to the next part, let's just do lip and tongue trills together, because it's really tricky. We can do it like that. Blowing raspberries is actually really good for one to do. For anyone who is at work and wants to leave their work and are worried that people are judging them for doing these warm-up exercises, you can just go, and you'll probably end up with a reason to leave that job. I don't know why I'm telling you that. That's a ridiculous thing. Let's move on. The next part of our articulation is going to involve reading. If you can't read, just think of a sentence that you can perform. I sometimes do dexterity exercises like tongue trills and the such, but I'm going to save that for another video. I have a video there which goes through lots of dexterity exercises. This one's more specifically for general articulation and the three key steps. So we're going to just read, because actually finding something to just read plain and simple is a good opportunity to use this, which is the bone prop. Or if we don't have one of these, you can use a pencil in your teeth like that. And if you don't have one of those, or it's disgusting to you, wash your hand and put your little finger in between your teeth. And actually, by putting your finger there, you can feel if you're biting down too hard, because it'll hurt. And if it hurts, you're biting down too hard, therefore you're probably putting too much pressure, and you don't want to do that. So just nice and gently, just to keep your mouth open the right amount, so then the work on articulations happen more on the inside, and you have to work those muscles inside harder. So therefore, when you stop and you take it away, those things have just been exercised, and this is really good for vocal clarity. So get a book, get something to read from. I'm going to take this, I'm going to put my bone prop in, and I am going to go for any page. Just pick a book, any book. I just found it there. Let's have a look. Minä tykkään tosi monesta. It's Finnish. I need another book. Hold on. The Performer's Voice by Meribeth Bunch Dame. Realizing Your Vocal Potential. This is a very good book, by the way, if anyone's interested in learning more about these things and spending some time in improving their voice. Let's have a look. What have we got? Any page. Let's go. Playing with words. Here we go. The sounds that give the voice resonance and carrying power are vowels. Consonants supply definition to the words and character to the vowels. The vowels are often cheated in text work and in singing because they are not given the full time they merit. They get mixed up with the consonants by being chewed or distorted by excessive tongue and jaw movement. Ooh! See, this is all very relevant to us today. Now, after reading that, I used this bone prop, or my finger, or my pencil, to just make the articulators work harder inside. And I think at this point in the video, I'm probably speaking as clear as I have throughout the whole thing. Let's read that sentence again now without the bone prop. The sounds that give the voice resonance and carrying power are vowels. Consonants supply definition to the words and character to the vowels. The vowels are often cheated in textbook. Okay, see, so I would just do that if I were you. And since you want to learn how to speak clearer and seeing that these are the three keys to clarity, reading and speaking words is going to be important. So going back over what we did, the first key was warm up. The second key was articulation. Now the third key is slightly off the beaten track. It's grounding. Now grounding is, for me, being present. Literally touching the ground. Feeling connected to the earth, connected to your audience or who you're speaking to. We can get lost in our imagination, especially speaking in publicly, whether it's social situations or at work or school or, you know, whatever it is. So for clarity, finding a way that you can feel grounded and present is going to be such a help with speaking in the moment and choosing your words wisely and connecting with your audience. I say audience, but you know what I mean, who you're speaking to. What we can do for grounding, we sort of did this in our warm-up, it's setting ourselves up. It's not being on our toes. It's flatting, putting our feet grounded on the floor like this, and then moving ourselves so we're balanced over our feet. So we're not sitting on our heels and we're not leaning forward too much or to the side or just, you know, putting one leg under the other. We are balanced. We are a lot more neutral and we relax the knees. We unlock the knees. And then we want to try and check in with our hips as well. Are they sort of tucked under? Now, we've already done the relaxation in the shoulders, the neck, and we've done the warm-up. But grounding, for me personally, is all about the breath. Have you ever noticed what happens to people when they finish running and they're trying to catch their breath? They tend to lean forward. If you lean forward and just lean onto your thighs, you can't see me doing that here. Let's step back. Let's have a look. Like this. Try that and relax your belly and just see where the breath goes. It often happens that by putting your hands like this on top of your thighs and leaning forward, the belly, if it's relaxed, will naturally flop the way it does, but you'll start to feel more happening at the back. Now, the ribs, the muscles between the ribs, the intercostals, do have a major function in our breath and therefore speech. So by leaning forward, we allow a bit more space at the back to open. And this is why people do it when they're out of breath, is because they need to find, they need to sort of, they're naturally finding a way to take in more air. And this is a great way to alleviate some of the pressure from your spine by leaning on your thighs, so that can have more room and less, it's doing less work holding you up, so therefore you can let more air in and it's more relaxed. So again, finding grounding would be to consider this place for me and trying to breathe in there, trying to breathe into your lower back, even just standing up naturally, relaxed. So when you find yourself starting to speak very fast or you get anxious, grounding would be planting your feet, relaxing your knees, tucking your tailbone under, relaxing your belly, keeping your shoulders relaxed. Breathe in slowly to your lower back and breathe out. For as long as you can. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And then when you're speaking, take the time to top up in between. I know my videos are recorded fast and I speak fast and sometimes I take in air like a singer, which I am, which is not necessarily great because it feeds more anxiety. So taking the time in between sentences to breathe, reconnect with the ground, relax your shoulders, will ground you. And if you want clarity in your speech, warming up is great. articulation is great, but grounding gives you the emotional and psychological presence to speak with clarity. I think that's me for today. I hope that you've got something from this. I'd like to just mention at this point that I've started to move my courses back onto my own website, and I'm no longer charging a one-off fee. I'm doing a subscription model, which means if you've not been able to afford my courses in the past, they are now available for you at a monthly rate or a six-monthly rate. And I really hope that encourages you to go and check out that content, because now I've put everything under one roof. So you're not just paying for a much less for a monthly subscription, but you can get access to all the courses I created since 2017. So there's that. Thank you for watching. I hope this is helpful. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
Telling them real badly, so I